prayer. Consciousness or practice, I mean, just working at least, about maybe two devotees talking or something. And what is your sadhana? Are you chanting your 16 rounds? Are you following the four? That kind of question. Which the other one finds a little intimidating, maybe. But he answers then honestly that I simply I'm conscious of Krishna practically all my waking hours. I'm doing this, I'm doing that, serving Krishna this way, serving Krishna that way, and most importantly, as soon as I get time to, when I can just sit down and relax, I'm just having my conversations with Krishna and being there with Krishna and thinking of Krishna. Whether my mouth is chanting japa or not, sometimes I don't even know. So then the other guys, they're like, so that means you're not chanting your 16 rounds. Well, I think I chant more than 16 rounds. I don't always count, you know. I'm always chanting there in my mind, or with my lips. And then the Lord said, your lips, yes, you know you're supposed to chant with your lips, right? And count it and use your beads. There's something along that line. How you may have, and I think there are those that, I mean, in other words, different people. And I think that they are among us strict brahmachari or swamiji. And the more pragmatic grihastha. And him and her, and I mean, we have different approaches like that. So here I just wanted to pinpoint to what you say. Those two there. And on talking about this, always remember Krishna, never forget Krishna, which is what it's all about. And some think, I heard it say, that this is just the beginning stage. That's just the neophyte stage. Yes, yes, it's there. But no, Prabhupada said this is what the principle that includes all other principles. And we should understand that, because it's good for us to understand that. What it means is that these activities you do, such as holding some beads, wooden beads, in your hand between your thumb and middle finger, rotating it a little bit while you are speaking out the mantra with your lips, loud and clear in every word, and then listen to it. Or whether you are there, deep in your mind, deep in yourself, deeper in, chanting that mantra in your mind. Now, we are Westerners, modern people, we are conditioned with this materialist, physicalism, where we tend to think that what's there, the forms in the outside world, the physical world, they are very real. They have to be included, then it's for real. And if it's just in the mind, it's something nebulous, abstract, unreal. Now you're just drifting off into your mind here. But actually, it's the opposite. That the deeper you go inside, you will find yourself. And because that's where we are, behind even the mind. But, yeah.